I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of protesters remain in Lebanon's streets. The prime minister hinted for the first time yesterday that a government reshuffle may be in the works. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama just returned from Beirut, and he says tax reforms began the movement. Now it's about ending government corruption. Pray for peace in Lebanon. Gospel work continues, but protests make transportation difficult and trouble stirring in Syrian refugee camps. Meanwhile, Christmas shopping can support a community in Palestine. The Star Bazaar, a gift shop for Bethlehem Bible College, is selling products made by local artists and students. The shop also provides scholarships for those wanting to attend the college. Why? Because the college felt it was a good way to actually help the people on the ground and help them earn a living through their art. We've got links and details at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.